the parish of Woodhall, by Cuxted's own mill. Pencil in hand, he'd sit sketching stock still. He walked the new roadways, once flourishing fields, and the boy's name was young Johnny Weald. Some years before, in the great age of steam, they dug a deep shaft to find coal in the seam. But they cut through a spring, and the shaft, it was filled by an inrush of water that cured many ills, like migrating birds each May. Came hundreds of foreign folk from towns far away, roosting here their custom, spending each season at Lincolnshire's Buxton. When Johnny was 10, plans they were drawn for a green town with avenues, hedges and lawns. 100 acres were bought, it was planned to build 100 houses and shops on the land. He lived in a cottage made of matchboard and tin, watched all the changes to the place he lived in. The story of Lincolnshire spa towns revealed through the eyes of a young Johnny Weald. In Bath chairs pulled by Jack, John carried patients to the spa baths and back. But he knew that his mission should be to record all he saw for posterity. Young Johnny stood with his eye to the lens, marking the seasons in the woods and the fens. Sketches and photographs, notes, lists and bills, to the end of his life he was recording still. He lived in a cottage made of matchboard and tin, watched all the changes to the place he lived in. The story of Lincolnshire spa towns revealed through the eyes of a young Johnny Weald. Years from when he began, where once Johnny lived, now a museum stands. His photos, a detailed report of how Woodhall Spa became a resort. In the parish of Woodhall, by Cuxted's own mill, pencil in hand, he'd sit sketching stock still. He walked the new roadways, once flourishing fields, and the boy's name was young Johnny Weald. And the boy's name was young Johnny Weald.